my king. I will come in. Forgive me the intrusion, your majesty, but I think it is time for us to discuss current matters. You have been housing inside of your room for almost a week now. The letters are piling up and the people are wondering where you've been. Yes, I know. You are the king and you do as you please. But it is still a job that needs to be fulfilled. Yes, as your advisor, you got me to help. And your majesty, I would love to do it all in your place, but there are certain things I simply cannot do. Well, I can't exactly sign certain contracts for you, can I? The royal seal I was given can only do so much. And many request your presence, your majesty. I'm afraid I cannot serve a substitute for all eternity. What has been bothering you, my king? You can be honest with me. I am here to help you. Please, if you just tell me. Your majesty, a stone's thoughts would be easier to read than yours. Anyway, for now, we will let some sunlight and fresh air in here. This is a bedroom, after all, not a bunker. And next, you will have to tell me what has been lingering on your mind for the past week. My job is to help you do what's best for you, your majesty. Please fill me in. I see. Is your gloomy mood truly because of a woman's rejection? Who would have thought? A king who is shaken by nothing, who leads with fear and force, would be so heartbroken over a short interaction with someone he just met. Forgive me, your majesty. I shouldn't have laughed. I find it rather charming that a so strong and fierce man such as yourself would give his heart away so easily and would be so affected by it. Of course you are no laughing stock, your majesty. I would never dare. Forgive me for my insensitivity. Well, if I may give my 2 cents, a king like you, who rarely shows mercy, was perhaps too frightening for a soft woman like her. My king, please, no need to get angry. Please, calm yourself. Let us discuss further. You see, your majesty, with all due respect, a hot temper would scare most women away. I'm just telling you the truth. It is apparent that if women like that noble woman, soft and kind and sweet, were with someone who'd make them fear every word they'd say and movement they'd make, scared they might release a beast, they would most definitely run as far as they could. They would never let it come to love. They would never tear their walls down. Well, the reason I am here with you instead of leaving is because I am not shaken by my king's temper or fire. I have high respect for you, your majesty. for other things than outbursts or whatever you may call it. And as your advisor, I am proud of my position. I wouldn't want to give up on that. I learned to handle my Majesty's character and do what's best for him and his country. Try not to let yourself be so affected by one woman's rejection. There will be other chances. And remember, you need someone strong by your side. Someone who does not run away from a challenge. Someone who can face you. Someone who can't be so easily shaken. Someone with respect for you. Someone who wants to be by your side as you reach your goals. Someone of similar mind and soul. Someone to support you and love you. And someone you'd find that inner peace with, in a way that nobody else could ever reach with you. Someone who's able to handle being a queen to this country, a wife to you, that is no position, no responsibility that can be expected of just any woman. A right fit is what is needed in this situation. Don't lose hope, Your Majesty. There's always hope. Now, I think it is time for me to call your valets and have you cleaned and dressed for the day. Your Majesty, you have to leave this room eventually. What can I do to help you back on your feet? If my words aren't enough to guide you in this state, what? Me? You want me to get you ready? Well, my king, it is not my place to. But why me? If this is a punishment for laughing earlier, my king, I am truly sorry for my insult. Yes, of course. Whatever you wish for, Your Majesty. I will do my best, though I will warn you about my incompetence in this field of work. So, please, first, let me remove your garments for you. His Majesty really does get some silly ideas sometimes. Oh, pardon me. I am only talking to myself. Pay it no mind. Your Majesty, seeing you questioning yourself like this is not like you at all. You see, there are plenty other humble servants in this palace who respect and adore you, my king. You may be feared by many, yes, for good reason, but you are admired by plenty as well for the same reasons. The power you established, the goals you have accomplished, the country you rule and the way that it gained influence. I am merely one of those admirers, Your Majesty. A humble servant who'd follow her king wherever he'd go. And I'm sure there will one day be a soft and gentle woman who feels that way for you as well, my king. No, Your Majesty, your servants do not just stay with you because they have to. Many desire a spot among your staff. Yes, it does offer them a good life, but it also fills them with pride. Pride to serve our king day and night, being part of his entourage and making sure he is always well and content. You can trust me as your advisor when I tell you that I would not trade this prideful spot by your side for anything, my king. If you will, you are my sun and my sky, my universe and my happiness, because I look up to you like no other. It is true, Your Majesty. I look up at your strength and your pride, at your accomplishments and your unique and clever mind that has turned this kingdom into something that other kingdoms can only dream of. Being able to stand by your side, helping, forming this kingdom. Here is where I belong, and serving you is my highest pleasure. Pardon me? My king, that is... I'm flattered, but a woman like me is nothing in comparison to a noble woman, Your Majesty. I am educated and well-trained in my field, yes, but I lack the grace and I lack the softness these roses among women possess so effortlessly. I am surprised you think someone like me would be what you are looking for. I wouldn't dare consider myself worth of a queen's title. I am just a member of the staff, of no noble birth and with nothing but work in my focus. Speaking of, Your Majesty, would you rather remove your undershirt yourself? Of course, my king. I would not dare to look at you, Your Majesty. Do not mistake me for someone who'd take advantage of the situation. I will go run your bath now. No, but Your Majesty should better sit in a tub for a while and soak in the fresh water. I mean, I'm no maid. I can't provide the proper care for you. I might do a sloppy job and you only deserve the best. Yes, of course, Your Majesty, whatever you wish for. I will go fetch a bowl of fresh water then. Is His Majesty sure this will be enough? A proper bath will surely have a better effect than this. Forgive me. I should not fight your words. Please, let me start washing your body, Your Majesty. Oh, forgive me. I'm not annoyed, Your Majesty. I am merely in worry that I might not do a proper job. Like I said, I'm only an advisor. I was not trained to take care of my king like this. Yes, Your Majesty. I'll get to it. Your Majesty carries many scars on his body. I couldn't imagine what it must be like to risk your life every now and then on the battlefield to protect your kingdom. Oh, of course. I'd love to hear you share those experiences with me. Your Majesty must carry many of those wounds inside of him as well. By all means, I'm not calling you weak, my king. That would be the last thing I'd call you. I wouldn't even think of such things. But I know that it is only natural to be shaken by the events of war, especially when experiencing it firsthand. I just want His Majesty to be all right and taken care of. And I wish to emphasize. Because I worry, I suppose. Well, I feel that it pains me knowing what you go through. I am thankful for it, that you carry this burden for many of us, but I can't help but be sad that you have to. If I could make a wish, I'd wish for my king to be happy and safe, taken care of and protected. You show us with your incredible politics how strong and capable you are. If I could erase wars from your agenda, I would do so right away. It is as I said, my king. I am devoted to you entirely. I hope the water temperature is pleasant for you. I forgot to ask. It is? Of course, Your Majesty. Forgive me. I was so careless for using water that was way too. Oh. Thank goodness. You know, I wouldn't want to make a mistake, especially when it caused discomfort for you. Good. No matter what the world says, I think His Majesty is rather kind, at least to me. Oh, do not worry. I will never tell anyone. This is a feeling and experience I like to keep for myself. All right, that should be all of your back, my king. Do you want me to move on to your front? Mm-hmm. Very well. Forgive me for being so close, Your Majesty. My king. Forgive me my surprise, but by all means, I did not expect you to grab my chin like that. My king, please. You'll make my heart beat faster. Again. How can you say that? I am just an advisor. Don't mistake me for a woman worthy to be considered like that. Please, It's not that I wouldn't want to, but... Your Majesty, don't you think you are acting a bit too fast? I know you are heartbroken. I know you are worried about a perfect match, but I am definitely not the right one to fill that space. It's just as I told you, my king. I am not of noble birth. I am no elegant lady. I stick to facts and figures. I plan and strategize and devote all my energy to the work I provide around the palace. As a servant, not as a... You'd be happier with someone who treats you with a gentle touch and a sweet and open heart. Well, I suppose I possess these qualities, but because it is you I am working with. Well, how can I explain this? That's not why I react this way. I'm not afraid of you, my king. I'm just not sure you are thinking straight at the moment. And I'd hate to disappoint you. Because I might not adapt to the role of a queen at all. You think I worry too much, Your Majesty? Well, isn't it my job as your advisor to think of the best options for you? As your subject, I follow your orders regardless of my personal judgment. The wishes of my king are final. But perhaps His Majesty should sleep on it for another night. Ideas of union need proper time to plan and think about. Especially when it's such an odd pairing. I will get you ready and have you attend your duties for the day. And tomorrow, we will discuss this further, all right? Just let me. Your Majesty, I think it is more than inappropriate to have you hover over me with no shirt on. You need to think of your reputation. I... No. I think His Majesty is incredibly attractive, but that's not... No. I do not fear you. I could never fear you. Very well. Your wish is my command. Of course I can admire His Majesty. Being this close to you leaves me no choice but to to gasp at your beauty, your majesty. No man can compare to his majesty's stunning exterior. Your hair, your grooming, your incredible physique is breathtaking. A humble woman like myself can't help but admire you. I wish to be as close as I am allowed to be right now. Would that be enough, Your Majesty? Is that all you want? Your Majesty, No, I would never oppose your wishes. Allow me to correct. Raises my heartbeat uncontrollably. Looking into His Majesty's clear, lovely eyes makes me so weak. I want to glide my hands through His Majesty's silky locks and get lost in His eyes. As our lips move closer, the woman can only dream of. Is this flattery to your liking, my king? Wonderful. You want me to say such things? His Majesty is truly a cruel king. Very well. I desire your touch, Your Majesty. I desire being held by you. Makes my heart beat out of my chest only thinking of our bodies pressed together. You laying with me would be my greatest desire. Please, my king, give me what I am longing for. Just this one time. Fulfill your humble servant's desires instead. Make heat rise to my face, Your Majesty. How could I resist you now? What else could my king desire? So be it. My body. Me however you wish, my king. I want to be of service. Could it be true that my king truly sees in me a queen, and not just a subject? I see. I want to do my best in this case. I want to be worthy of this country and its people. Thank you, my king. Your words are the reassurance I needed. I'm afraid I cannot fulfill all of your wishes today, but I will gladly provide what I can. Of course, my king, I value certain rules and traditions. Certain things will have to wait until you promised your love to me in front of the priest. Of course, kissing my body is all right. His Majesty likes to maintain a certain dominance. Very well. Bend me down and taste me. His Majesty's touch is tempting, but I stand by my word. Forgive me, my cruel king, but you may only scratch the surface today. Never in my life have I experienced such desire, my king. I hope you don't just mean to play with my fragile heart. I know my king likes his toys, but I won't be one. You may grab my wrists and hold me tight, but I won't fold for you entirely. Even a simple advisor like myself has her rules. Rules even a king should follow. But don't be disappointed, Your Majesty. My purpose is to help you make the right choices and make sure you have what you need. So turn around, my king. Lay down and allow me to show you what is possible within my rules. Go ahead. Trust me. I know what is good for my king. Very good. Yeah. surprised, Your Majesty. I think the fun you had with women so far only ever led to one way of playing. But not with your future queen. You could feel me like this too, couldn't you? A little bit of pressure. A little bit of movement. Of my body against yours. And you will feel as if you're in heaven. Strong and dangerous man like you surely never try to allow someone else to guide you. But trust me, I won't think less of you. No. I am thrilled. His Majesty gives me such power over him and allows me to focus on both of us. As you wish, my king. Only so little fabric between us. I can feel all of you, Your Majesty. I think there's power in leaving suspense. You leave the best for last. As simple as that. Just feeling what could be. Desiring more, but having to wait it out. Savoring what you got. Licking every last bit of it. So nothing goes to waste. All of what is possible with you and me touching, rubbing against one another. All of it without going too far, too soon. The most fun will begin at the wedding night. Just so you remember that. This is by far not everything I will ever give you. If you play by my rules, of course, my girl king. I think you understood what I want from you. I'm not a toy to be played with. If you want me to be your queen, then I shall act like one. Tell me everything. All I wish is to be of service to you and your needs, my king. So let me know. Let me know how you feel. Are you close? I think I am as well. Let's not give in too quickly. I would love His Majesty to hang on just a little longer for me. Just a little bit. Will I rub for you what's still hiding within your pants? Making me feel all sorts of things. It's addicting. I don't want it to stop. Let's hold on a little bit, Your Majesty. Just a little bit, until I'm done with you. Is Your Majesty's neck sensitive? I'd like to learn all those weak spots. Onto me. No need to get shy now. I almost got you where I want you to be. Feel me, my king. Feel me pressing against you. I want you to never forget. Just with this alone. Simple act of teasing you. I'm so happy to serve you, my king. Kiss me. If you were serious about me, ask me the big question soon, so I can.